Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker admits illegal immigration is enormous strain on Illinois. By John Binder on October 3, 2023. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, D., is now admitting that illegal immigration is an enormous strain on his state. Even as he asks President Joe Biden to more quickly funnel border crossers and illegal aliens into American jobs. In a letter to Biden, Pritzker called illegal immigration to Illinois an enormous strain on our state resources but stopped short of asking the president to stop the inflow into American communities. Instead, Pritzker asked Biden and Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to take swift action and intervene on our behalf and on behalf of the other affected states and their residents by fast-tracking work permits for border crossers and illegal aliens released from the United States-Mexico border. We ask that the White House and the administration continue to look for ways to cut the red tape and speed up the work authorization process by all means necessary, Pritzker wrote. Like New York Governor Kathy Hochul, D., Pritzker has asked the Biden administration for a quasi-bailout where American taxpayers foot the bill for illegal immigration to Illinois, a prominent sanctuary state and thus, a desired destination for illegal aliens. There is much more that can and must be done on a federal level to address a national humanitarian crisis that is currently being shouldered by state and local governments without support, Pritzker wrote. While Chicago, Illinois, alone, has seen more than 15,000 border crossers and illegal aliens arrive since the summer of 2022, state taxpayers are footing a $330 million bill to house, feed, care, and provide social services to new arrivals. Just last week, Pritzker announced more than $41 million in state funds to Illinois cities taking in border crossers and illegal aliens. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.